We laughed, we cried. It was better than Cats. I'm talking about your letters and voicemails. And even when you take us to task, we'd love to hear from you. Joining me for this week's letters is News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farah.
So what do you got?
It's an email from Richard Singer of Saginaw, Michigan. He's a lieutenant colonel in the Michigan Army National Guard. He didn't like the way our Tuesday roundtable described members of the U.S. military as primarily, quote-unquote, working class. Here's what Richard said. To characterize all members of the military as being from the lower social classes is an injustice. I've had the honor of serving with engineers, lawyers, doctors, plumbers, farmers, mechanics. In other words, we are from a myriad of communities, incomes, social backgrounds, and races. Perhaps more than any other organization in America, the military is composed of the broadest possible cross-section of U.S. citizens. We have one thing in common, the desire to serve.
Richard, thanks for writing. Now, I come from a family that has a lot of military. Three of my four uncles on my mother's side served. And a 1989 congressional study of social representation in the U.S. military said, quote, lower middle income areas were the most heavily represented. That is, in terms of places where military recruits came from. More recent articles indicate that not much has changed, and the reference was not meant to be derogatory. On our roundtable Tuesday, we also discussed a Wisconsin legislator's suggestion that teachers and principals arm themselves. Jeremy Blenn of Muncie, Indiana, phoned just after.
People are obviously able to empower themselves by seeing the multitudes of these shootings happening on TV. Maybe if we were to stop that, maybe people, the children, wouldn't get the ideas to do so. And I don't know if it's whether the media themselves are afraid to say it or they want to blame other people or if it's just not been brought up yet. And I think it needs to be brought up.
Thanks, Jeremy.
This week, Farai talked to Tonight Show musician Vicki Randall about her decision to have an abortion. Kevin Genis in Montgomery, Alabama, emailed to say this. I believe the person that you were interviewing was very one-sided. She talked about the women who were not ashamed of having abortions. But what about all the women suffering from emotional problems because of abortion? Kevin, in a previous story, we did cover the emotional crisis some women face after abortions, but your point is well taken. Meanwhile, you can see the names of women who signed a petition saying they have had an abortion in the current issue of Ms. Magazine, which also features an interview with Randall.
And Tim Thornberry of Atlanta is a Marine who just got back from Fallujah. He left this voicemail after hearing our roundtable on Condoleezza Rice's high-profile, high-pressure trip to broker peace in the Middle East.
What this administration or the next or the last does, as far as what makes her front headlines, isn't always what is going to dictate the future. There are more relationships, agreements, discussions, arrangements made below Condoleezza Rice and President Clinton and the higher level administration, and that those have a great effect on the future of the peace situation.
Tim, thank you and welcome back.
And finally, we recently featured KALW, that's an NPR member station in San Francisco, KALW reporter Rose Aguilar's profile of California minimum wage worker Jamila Blackston. That story got Henry Nibble thinking. From Ms. Blackston's statement, it sounds as though she may be ready to take her real estate license test, but just lacks the fee. If that's truly the case, I would be interested in helping her pay. NPR's working to make that happen now, and thank you in advance, Henry Nibble.
And thank all of you for sending your comments and your emails. Good or bad, we want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Christopher, thank you.
Thank you, Farah.